time of the week again. Prepare yourself for the Surveyors of Saws, the Sultans of Spaghetti, the whispers in your ears. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the What's Your Spaghetti Policy Podcast. Now, here are your hosts, Alex and Jacob.
Yeah, I guess we'll go. Sure. Why not?
How are you, bud?
What have you done?
I'm doing good. I didn't do anything. Don't worry about it. It's fine. Fucking around with shit. As I always do. That's the thing I miss about early day potting, you know, with you and getting to sit in the same room with you is messing with shit. So that way, you know, just messing with shit.
So. That's it. That's it. Just you're not gonna
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Pretty much it. Just messing with shit, you know. You know how, like, in the early days, I would, like...
It was kind of bad.
I would breathe on the microphone equipment, and it would stop working. You remember that?
God. Or...
Good old days, dude.
Or you just, you know, it was like, oh, I would test everything before you got here, and then...
And I would touch one thing, and it would not... It would decide, it's okay not to work. It's fine.
Yeah. I mean, that's computers, though. That's not... I don't think it's anything specific to you.
Yeah, well, I felt like it was always my fault because I would always blame myself. Yeah, as well. I immediately go ahead and blame myself so that way I didn't have to worry about you blaming me. It's like, don't worry about it. I already got it. Don't worry about it. I got that.
I get it. It's a defense mechanism.
Oh, yeah. I spent my whole childhood, you know, ready for somebody to be upset at me. So, you know, I'm sure that's deep-seated issues. We can deal with that on another podcast or something. I don't know. But
well, I mean, talk. That's fine. It's fine. You can talk about it.
Nah, I'm going to save that for my therapy podcast that I'm thinking about starting.
This is free, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, so I'm thinking about starting a therapy podcast where it's like, instead of paying to go to therapy, I am my therapist, right? So it's just me. I do a pre-recording of the therapy part, and then I do, and then I listen to that, and then I record my part, and it's just me giving myself a therapy session. I think it'd be pretty therapeutic, honestly.
This should be the other way around. You should record your ailment. Wait a little bit because your short-term memory loss, and then listen to it in like 3 weeks, and then assess that person as if it's a new person.
Yeah, I think that's Oh my god, yeah, dude, that would be great because then it'd be like those. I don't know. I feel like there's a movie or two where it's like it's always like a therapist and he's like listening to the recording session and the guy's like explaining. It would just be like that, but from my perspective, and it's like patient is showing signs of like, fucking being a rad ass dude or something. I don't know. Like, I don't know any therapeutic terms or whatever, but you know
I'm
what I mean.
Pretty sure therapists do not call their clients rad ass dudes.
I feel like a lot more people that go to therapy would be way happier if they did. So, you know, they come out of there feeling like a badass. So,
but it's not a diagnosis. People are going to therapy to be diagnosed with an issue and find the source of their problems and to fix those problems, not for someone to gas them up and be like, yeah, dude, you're a fucking rad dude.
But don't we need that in this day and age?
That's what your bros are for.
Don't we need to go somewhere to pay somebody a lot of money to gas us up? Like, it's like, hey, doc, I'm paying you a lot of money. Gas me up, dude. Blow some smoke in my asshole, dude. Do it. Get me hyped, you know?
I mean, I suppose it could be worse. You could take a car wash, pressure washer, and do that to someone's asshole.
Can we stop with it? That's like, I don't know how prevalent it is, but I was just like, you know, reading the news as I do, right? And I'm like, I had this one website that I go to it's not Reddit. This is like a random website. And it's like,
what's it called?
It has, I don't fucking remember, honestly. I have it on a save to my bookmarks or whatever. It's like weird news or whatever. And it's like, they don't ever list sources for their information. So like what I've been doing.
It's like regular news.
Yeah. So what I've been doing is to make sure that it's an actual news story before I go and start like talking about it, I go and Google these keywords, right? So here I am just doing my normal searching, right? And I see that like some guy accidentally kills his coworker / friend by shoving an air compressor hose up his asshole and blowing it. And
so was it an air compressor or a car wash?
they both instances, because there was two of them. I found two of them because I went to Google and I was like, Google, tell me what's up with this. And it was like, here's two instances of this happening. And both instances were at like car detailers slash like cleaners or whatever.
Okay.
And it was the little, you know, the little thing that they used to blow the dust off, and it goes, shh.
Yeah.
You know, you squeeze a little hand, it goes, shh.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It was that. And the first instance I found with these two dudes just joking around, right? The one friend was like, huh, huh, and he gets a little bit too close to his friend's asshole, like pretend. I'm assuming that it was like a joke, like where he like was dicking around with like, hey, I'm gonna blow it up your ass, and accidentally got too, because it said in the article, it said specifically got too close to his asshole. I don't know if it said asshole, but it said got too close to his anus. He
wrecked
hit the
him.
Thing. It blew him up like a balloon, dude. And he just, his insides just, he pop, 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 you know, colon's
so,
going,
so that,
rectum's
that's
going.
That's a fear for you.
Dude, anything, like, because I have this huge fear of falling off of a high spot and then crossing my legs the wrong way and getting a stream of water shooting up inside of me, making me a human water balloon and exploding me from the inside, because that's happened several times. You know, everybody's like, oh, you
never.
Know, let me jump
it's
off this
literally
high rock.
Never happened.
It happens all the time, dude. People jump off of high rocks. They don't understand that, like, you know, water pressure, you hit the surface of the water, you smack right into it.
Okay,
the
so
water's
you,
got to go
okay,
somewhere.
First of all, hold on. You left out the key part of that story of your fear. You said you had a fear of being on top of a ladder and falling, crossing your legs the wrong way, and water going up your ass. You failed to mention that there's water at the bottom where you're falling.
Anywhere,
not just
really.
Some random stream in your yard from your sprinkler system.
I land on my sprinkler system, it goes inside of me, and it starts shooting water in there, and I'm flying around the front yard, like, it's one of those spinny ones, right?
So do you relate really hard to that episode of Always Sunny where they're at the park, and they're like, yeah, you know, he's got his butthole stuck on the sucking system, and then, like, Mac does it at the end, and he's just smiling,
dude,
about
yeah.
It.
No, it's you get, I don't even want to, man. You can get your insides sucked out of you. You
No,
know,
you can't.
You got that whole little jet from the pool, right? You know, the little thing that shoots the water back into the pool system, right? You go butt up against that, fucking dead. You know, anything could kill you. We're so, I hate human life because it really is just so fragile. But anyways.
But we're also very, like, durable creatures. We're very, and kids especially, they're malleable. They just, like, bend in ways that you can't bend.
Bounce right off the hood of a car. Jump right up like nothing happened. Like
but fall and scrape their knee and they're dead.
Yeah, they just like fall over and they act like they're dead. Yeah, that's how I calm myself down when I start having those panic attacks about my kids just like randomly succumbing to something in the world or whatever. I'm like, don't worry, Dean. Probably wouldn't even be that bad. Okay, so just fucking calm down. And then I don't go to the hospital because I'm not having a panic attack.
Because you can't afford it.
Yeah,
no,
I wouldn't, that's
country.
The thing. I immediately go out the door, and I'm like, wait, actually, I don't need that kind of bill.
Bone's
okay.
not sticking out. I'll be okay. I'll live with a limp for the rest of my life.
I fucking fell down the stairs the other day. Like,
again?
Like legit. No, it was like, this is like a week or two ago. I didn't talk about it, but.
Yes. Wait, no, yeah, this is the one where you fell down the steps, and you had a bowl of cereal, and then Christina was like, he should have just eaten it in the shower, and you were like, you know what? She's right.
Yeah, she has got a great point. No, it's like when I fell down the steps, right? It was all totally my fault, dude. I was watching TikToks, eating a bowl of cereal,
Jesus
walking down
Christ.
The steps, and didn't the fucking last step always gets me, dude. I don't know how far down my steps are. I don't count them. And I got to the last step, landed right on my ankle. And I was like 100% sure that I had snapped it and I was going to be dead within the hour. And I was, even with all that pain, all that worry, I was like, I'm not going to the fucking hospital, dude. I'm going to wrap that shit up. I'm going to save
myself
a bunch of
some
money.
Popsicle sticks. You're going to wrap.
Yeah, dude. Absolutely. Fucking goddamn.
Make a DIY cast. It's
because
like,
in this country, it's cheaper to just fucking die than it is to go to the hospital. So,
anyways,
these guys.
So they took an air compressor or.
I think it's pretty much the air compressor nozzle. The first couple of guys, they were dicking around. They got too close to the asshole, blew him up like a balloon. His inside exploded. They got him to the hospital, but they couldn't save him, which is fucking, that's so sad, man. You're dicking around with your friends. You're joking around with them like, hey, buddy, buddy. And then you blow him up. So that's not cool. But then in the research, there was another instance of another car detailer and his boss shoved it. Like this one, it was like he was very much so like inside of the guy, and he was like, hey, check this out, and tried to launch him like a firework.
Isn't that like sodomy?
I don't know. I guess it could have. It doesn't matter. He's in jail. He's in prison now because apparently, I don't know if he's in prison or jail or whatever, but
it was murder, thinking right?
That it was a murder. Yeah, hate crime because they apparently got into a feud over sacrificing animals and some shit. I don't know, dude.
What?
Both instances happened in India. I don't know what religion they practice in India. I assume it's something.
Hinduism, right?
Something, dude, but they won there. Apparently, their family was like, yeah, they got into some argument.
Are you saying
the
their religion,
about, like,
religious quabbles are the cause of more violence than anything in human history?
You said what you're saying? Me.
You know, is that what you're implying?
Am I implying it? I don't know, man. Can you see what I'm doing then? You know,
they can't see you, but I can see
exactly.
You winking and nodding.
Hey, man, you know, I'm not saying it, but I am saying it. You know what I mean?
I mean, speaking of injuries, right? I it was Christina's birthday this past weekend, and for her birthday,
Shata, happy birthday, yeah,
yeah, happy birthday. She wanted to go to Dollywood, and you know, we live fairly close. I've been to Dollywood a handful of times in my life. It's not like a thing that like I don't have any like real disdain for it, but I'm just like the thought of going like to Gatlinburg, it's like ugh,
and then all the people, dude, and the traffic.
And it's like it's less than like 30 miles basically, and it takes an hour to get there or whatever it is. It might be a little
it
bit
took
longer.
Took us fucking hour and a half,
right?
Dude, because I'll get to it anyways.
Right. Anyways, so you had texted me and you're like, "Hey, I'm going up to the island or the landing or whatever. What is it called? The island?
It's the island. Yeah. It's like literally right before. It's a little bit after you take a turn to get to Dollywood or whatever. Right. Anyways, it is.
But like I had literally mentioned to you the thing that was going on there, and you just completely.
I didn't know you were asking because it was like, oh, I saw something about it.
I literally said, hey, it was, oh, that's going on this weekend. That's fun.
No,
fun
you
as in sarcasm.
Okay, you may have
said
that.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, you were Rod like, hey, Run. What's Rod? You said, hey, what's Rod Run? And I was like, oh, it's like a car show or something like that. And then it was like, oh, that's going on. I think that you silently mentioned it, like kind of like a lower, and it did not click
no,
in my head.
I mentioned it. You just tuned it out.
It didn't click in my head.
That's fine.
Right?
It's fine. Anyways, I didn't know what Rod Run was. It sounds like a thing.
It's a bunch of cars.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like a thing I'm not into. Anyways, Christina wanted to go to Dollywood. And like the last time I went to Dollywood, I think Zoe was 2, maybe. Mm-hmm. And like, granted, we didn't explore a whole lot of it because she wasn't old enough to ride anything. And it was just one of those things like we did during COVID, I think. Maybe she was 3. I don't know. But it was one of those like, oh, well, you know, we can't really go anywhere, but like, let's go to Dollywood. Okay. So we did that. And, you know, she did the carousel and like all those little rides, whatever. But time before that, I probably hadn't been to Dollywood in 10 years. Right. I know
like
I went,
since you were a kid. Since
well,
you were
I know
high
I
school,
went in
maybe?
high school. Right. Mm-hmm. I know I went in high school. And then maybe one time in college, like some random weekend, I went up there with a girl at the time I was dating. Okay, great. So in the last 15 years, I've been twice. So much like the zoo, you remember things differently than like you do currently. And yeah. It's like, you know, when you're like a little kid and you go to the zoo seems massive.
Yeah,
but then
it's like no I'm, into it.
But
yeah.
then like, you know, to Zoe and to your kids, the zoo is like a rad place and it's huge. And like, yes, they've renovated our local zoo, but like, it's not a big zoo. Like it's not a big
they
zoo.
Gotta,
but,
you gotta get more stuff in there. Come
but
on,
to
even
them,
more
but
animals.
To the
Yeah.
Kids, it's massive, right? It's huge.
Yeah. They could barely make it through half of it without complaining about like having to walk. So,
right. And so anyways, I remember Dollywood having like three roller coasters and two of them were wooden. Okay.
Yeah, it was like a huge deal too.
Thunder. Well, there was four because there was Thunderhead, right? That's a wooden one, and then there's like another wooden one that I don't remember any of them, but I know there's the one water ride that you go down the tube, right? Okay.
Oh yeah, I know. What
Thunder Mountain Falls Splash. I don't know. Splash Mountain.
Splash Falls. Falls. Fall. I don't know.
Redneck.
Waterfall.
Redneck River. I don't know.
Yeah.
whatever it's called.
That's sick. Yeah.
So. Anyway, she wants to go. I'm like, okay, whatever. It's her birthday. She wants to go. It's kind of weird they don't open till 10. That seems kind of dumb. I think you should open at 9.
It's like super late. Like, give me
right because it's there you're early. Two there for yeah. 2 hours. And it's time to eat lunch. Like, you've ridden one ride. Anyways, there's like 8 roller coasters there, dude. And like,
yeah,
I just
it's the Eagle one. It's a lot of fun, if I remember. Yeah.
And then there's that Big Bear Mountains, like the new one. Like, there's a whole like section that has like 3 roller coasters.
The Eagle one gives me anxiety because I always worry that I'm going to get the seat too tight. And then I legit rode it once and like it was too tight. And I didn't enjoy it because I had to talk to myself the whole time about like, hey, because I got super claustrophobic. I was like, what happens when I get stuck? And I can barely fucking breathe because I decided to put it on like 20 clicks too tight.
Well, what'd you do that for?
I don't know. I think it was an accident. I just freaked out. I pulled it down. It's locked. And I was like, oh shit, you know? Then they come and they push on it, like trying to get you fucking sucky and fatty, you know? And like,
yeah, like, that's true. Dude, you know? They do that. So, Zoe was super fucking hyped because she was tall enough to ride everything there.
That's so sick.
But she was so fucking hyped. And we found out. So like when we went to, she hated Space Mountain at Disney, like legit cried, terrified, hated it. But we found.
I feel like that's a scary one too.
No, she hated it because it was complete darkness the whole time.
Yeah, scary as fuck. Yeah, as a kid, especially. Yeah.
And so there's one, I guess it's there's the one ride at Dollywood where it's in the dark. Like you go into the cave. I don't know.
Oh yeah, the
cold chamber or something.
Like, that one seen better days. I feel like that one's like they're gonna have an accident in Dollywood. It's that ride. Yeah.
But anyway, she hated that one because it was dark, and so we basically found out that we know she's terrified of the dark, but the roller coasters that go super high and super fast and upside down, she's like, give it to me, I love it. But like if it's dark, she ain't about it. Anyways, all that to say, so like we went to the newer section. Like I said, there's that new section that has like 3 roller coasters, like brand new ones. And I'm like, okay, like the Dragonfly and Big Bear Mountain, all this stuff. So like we did all that.
Oh shit. Great. Yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Right. Like, and I was just like taken aback at how many roller coasters were there. Because again, I don't remember there being that many. Again, like 4, and they've like more than doubled their stuff. Okay, cool. Great. Whatever. I was there basically to get some of that fucking cinnamon bread, dude, because that cinnamon bread that they have there is,
dude, my mom said, dude, if you wait for things, good things will happen, dude.
I got that fucking cinnamon bread, dude.
Hell yeah.
I waited in line for over 30 minutes maybe to get 2 loaves, and they were just like so fresh, and like you bite into it and it's just like melts in your mouth, cinnamon bread. Oh fuck,
and you
so
didn't have like, you didn't have one sexual urge. Like whenever you
They gave me the icing and I didn't even use it. Threw it in the trash. Didn't even need it.
You fucking threw it in the trash?
And we didn't need it, dude.
You legit threw
it. I got it.
The money. Okay.
It comes with it because you can get that or like the apple butter.
It's included in the cost. So you're still wasting money.
But you know? I didn't throw it away until I got home. I got it with my stuff and with every intent to eat it. But like the bread was so good. Anyways, all that to say is like we were fixing to leave. Zoe doesn't want to leave. It's getting late in the afternoon. We've been there all fucking day. And then they were doing their food festival too. So we had some like different foods, like not typical, like, you know, still like, I think we had, it was like a hot dog covered in like fried potatoes, some shit like that, you know, cause it is the South. Right.
Yeah.
And I guess the last one we rode, I don't know. I wasn't paying attention and I got like the worst whiplash possible. And like my neck's been broken for like 4 days.
That's like, yeah. That,
we woke up Sunday and I couldn't move. I was like,
that Thunder Road one. I think it's Thunderhead.
Thunderhead.
I think something like the Thunderhead or whatever. But it's like it's the real wooden one, and it's like, it's legit like being in a car crash the entire time because there's a reason that they have these nice smooth rollers and the smooth metal or whatever. It's because you can't really curve wood like you can metal, right? Not without paying a lot of money for it, and that shit fucking hurts, especially when you go into like that last turn.
And I think that's what. The thing is, we had ridden it like 3 times, and like I knew it was coming. I guess I just wasn't paying attention, and like
didn't brace yourself.
The person that was beside me was like, "I just saw you. Like, are you okay? Like, I saw you whiplash your neck," and I'm like, "I'm fine." I was not fine.
You're like facing the other direction, like your head was like on
backwards. Oh my god,
I'm okay, dude. I'm still not going to the hospital.
Like,
fine,
to be fair, at that point, it was just like, oh, I just like, you know, whipped my neck, and then, oh my god, my dog scared the shit out of me. Hey, buddy. And then so, like, Sunday morning, I woke up and like I just legitimately, like I was just like, Christine, I can't move. I cannot move. Like, And then so I had
paralyzed.
I mean, there was a moment when I did, and then like all week long, man, I've just had this crippling neck pain, and I was like, I had to have like neck sprain, like it has to be a neck sprain. And then I looked up, that's basically whiplash is just a neck sprain. It's what it is. It's the same diagnosis, and there's nothing you can do for it. There's nothing.
You just heat it, cool it, you know, whatever.
Work either. And I took like a. Christina had some.
I don't know how it's supposed to help.
Had some ibuprofen that were like 500 milligrams or something. Like it's like strong shit.
Yeah, dude. You gotta take two of those.
Did nothing. Did nothing. Absolutely helped zero. And I'm just like, so I've been dealing with that. I'm the congestion seems to have almost finally cleared up for now. So
yeah, you sound great.
I sound better, but like now I'm in this like excruciating pain.
Dude, I say that living one week to the next is just trying to survive whatever ailment you have for that week. You know what I mean? Like,
but again, you know, that happens. I'm out for a week. I'm done. Like I'm physically unable to like pick up Zoe. She doesn't understand. She wants to like wrestle and jump on my back. And I'm like, don't do that. I'm going to
hit you
die.
With the RKO.
She's like all
off the
shit.
Top rope, you know?
And, but then like, I could push her down the flight of stairs and she'd like be like, ow, that hurt. And she'd walk and be fine. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I thought you were saying that you did. And I was
No. I'm just saying that like just kids, like I guess just like your the older you get, your body just wears down.
I really do think their bones and like just they're way more flexible. Yeah. Like they're
like Gumby.
Hardened,
they're like Gumby, right?
I mean, in a sense, yeah. Like they're just rubber bones, like kind of keeping them together. And that's why they walk weird sometimes, you know?
Because they don't know how to use their legs.
Dude,
and shit.
Talk about a show, like a throwback. Gumby was... I don't remember the fever dream that was Gumby. I only remember Gumby, and we had a Gumby toy, and I would chew on it because it was fucking rubber, and it was awesome. So it's probably why I have issues as a kid today, or as a grown adult today. But
all that to say is I'm going to retract my statement a little bit. I think on here I have talked about how like lame Gatlinburg is. It is. But Dollywood's okay. Like Dollywood's a fun time. Like I think
it feels like they're stepping up their game a little, you know?
It feels like the classiest part of like Gatlinburg.
Yeah, Rod Run isn't. Sorry, all you car folks out there.
And I know that like saying it's the classiest place in Gatlinburg is like not a high bar, but you know, Dolly's a good person and like she's, you know, does good things. So, you know, Dollywood's a fun time.
I think that if Dolly can remain the icon that she is, like she doesn't, it does, no stories come out about her being like super racist or, you know, touching kids. I think that she could go on to be godhood status human being. You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, as far as I know,
she's up there with Betty White right now, dude. And like Betty, is Betty still alive?
No, she died. She died a couple years ago.
She died like 2 years ago, I think, right? But she's up there like Betty White status, like just a fucking rad, like humble chick. Every time that you see her talk on anything or whatever, she's super like just like we would be, like a wholesome, what's the word I'm looking for? Straight shooter. You know, she's got the X's on her hands. What is that?
Straight hitch.
Straight edge, dude. She's fucking
Who's
hard.
This?
I get Dolly Parton. Yeah, dude. She can get in the ring, dude.
She could do it. There was that rumor that like she's tatted, like she has sleeve tattoos. That's why you never see her without long sleeves on.
Dude, she's just a rad person. That's for sure. Let's get her on the pod. Dolly, if you're listening.
Shit, dude.
If you're listening, come on, tune in to the Watch Your Spaghetti Policy podcast. You know, we're two country boys. We live here down in Knoxville.
You're a country boy.
I can be for sure, dude.
No,
I made
you legit
today.
Are.
I made jorts today. I fucking love them, dude. They're so great. Give me more pairs of jean shorts.
I mean, that's fine. You know, that's fine. I am not a country boy. I do not claim the South as my home. I just happen to live here.
I never once had a pair of boots, and I think that's what I'm missing. So,
a pair.
You know
of boots.
Who does have a pair of boots? You do.
Me?
So I'm just saying, yeah.
What do you mean?
You have a pair of boots. I've seen you wear them. I've seen you jogging around. That's a true sign of a country boy right there. It's boots. You know,
like you talking like cowboy boots.
Yeah, dude, yeah, boots.
I do not. I've never owned a pair of cowboy boots in my
boots
entire fucking life. I have steel-toed boots that I work in.
Those are cowboy boots, buddy.
Those are not fucking cowboy boots.
You show me one cowboy that's not wearing steel-toed boots right now.
All of them.
They sleep in them. Do they wear steel? I don't know. What is the deal? I guess the point helps you kick horses better. I don't know what the point does.
You talking about spurs?
Yeah, dude. Those are cool as shit, too.
like you don't know what the fuck you're talking. Go ahead.
Be a cowboy. Yeah, I'm gonna go get me a pair of boots.
You need a cowboy hat.
Ooh, I don't look good in a cowboy hat though.
No one looks good in a cowboy hat.
Just look like a fucking fat John Wick. I don't know who's John Wayne. There we go. Like, and he was a terrible person from what I understand. I don't want to look like him. So,
well, he wasn't a redhead, so.
I think he was super
what
racist.
First of all, what you got to do, all right, you got to get you a cowboy hat. It's got to be black.
Mm-hmm. Got to have a piece of wheat in my mouth all the time.
No, that's not it. You got to get the cowboy like print, right? So it's a black and it's got like the you know what I'm talking about. It's a button up. It's long sleeves, right?
That's right. It's got the little sheriff star kind of thing.
Well, you can get you
it.
A sheriff star, right? But you got to have a belt buckle. The bigger the belt buckle, the better, right? The more obnoxious.
Get a comically sized belt buckle. That's what I'm gonna do. Yeah,
Your jorts.
Oh, dude! And I had a moment where I was like cutting the jorts, and I was like, should I go Dennis Reynolds with these? And like just fucking hilariously too short. I was like, nah, I want to have an actual pair of jorts, and then if I find another pair of jeans that are going bad, I'll turn them into comically sized or comically short Dennis Reynolds shorts.
I have never owned a pair of jorts in my life.
I have,
but you're saying
a few
like,
times.
I think people would associate jorts with white trash, not country boy.
I don't know, man. Every sexy country
you've never
boy
worked
I've
on a farm in your life.
Are you kidding me? Dude? That's what I used to do as a job. I used to have a job where at MTSU I worked on the literal farm for like
count.
A year and a half.
It's not your.
It was
farm.
A literal farm. It was like a literal. farm that I worked. I was a farm hand. I think if I would put that on my resume, they'd be like, "Yeah, you were a farm hand." Because it was like,
"What did you do?"
Vegetable garden.
How come we've never? Yeah. This is 251 episodes, and I've never known you to be one with animals.
I don't know if you know this, but I fucking love farm life. I love cows. I love horses.
Well, you are an animal, so
dude, fucking horses. I can understand it. Also, horses do give me pause because, like, I don't know which ones are gonna like me because I have had horses like me. And I don't know which ones are going to kick me in the face. And that I don't want because you could die from that.
Do me a favor.
Superman died, I think.
That's who died?
Superman. He got paralyzed by a horse.
Oh, you mean the actor?
Yeah, he fell off the horse
and
broke his neck.
The comic book character. It didn't have fucking Kryptonian heels.
issue like 700 where he like got kicked in the face by a horse and he died. He fucking just died. Yeah, that issue. It didn't go super well, but they retconned it later.
Do me a favor. Grow your hair out. Right, okay. Just keep growing it out enough to where you can get a man bun.
I scared myself the last time I got a haircut, dude. This is episode just me being scared of the world, dude. This is just that's the title.
Everyone already knows that, though.
Yeah, but I thought I was
fragile, frail.
As you can see, my hair is good. I think I just cut it too short, and like I have very thin hair. If you cut it short, once it gets grown out, it's
your
thick.
Your hair is
so
thick, dude.
I'm just going to keep
you here's the thing is you are a human being that has been blessed with decent genes in the sense that you are 33 years old and your hair is not, you're not losing your hair.
And it's ironic because my dad is bald almost. So
what you need to do is you need to shove it in every male's face of your age that you have this head full of hair and you can still grow it because that's what you do. The older you get, the longer you let it go because it's a fucking power move. Big bitch, I still have my hair. Huh? Look at you. You're bald, bitch.
You know, I kind of respect it. And I think I do. Shelby's been hinting that I need a haircut, but at the same time, I'm like, I think I'm okay.
I think because the way that you have your headset set,
yeah,
you can put your hair back and you can put you could pull off the ponytail man bun with your hair.
You gotta look good, dude.
You have naturally curly hair, so you could do it. I think you should go for it, bro. I think you should go for it.
That's what
and
I
you've got the facial hair to pull it off. Like I don't think you could do it with a full beard.
No, I think this is about where I have to keep my face. You guys can't see it because you're listening to the podcast, but like this is about where I have to keep my facial hair because anymore and it looks like I just like glued pubes in my face and I don't like that. Are your pubes the same consistency as your beard? Like that's fine to talk about, right? You know?
I don't think so.
Let me see your pubes.
No.
just like that.
It's a very forward thing. It's like, you know what?
Because I don't know, man. My full disclosure, dude, like that's like my pubes and my beard hair, the same consistency, the same like curliness. It doesn't matter. Like it's like it's all the same. It's like
same color.
It's the same color. It legit is. Like that's what I always got that question too. It's like, oh, is the curtain match the drapes? It's like, why wouldn't it? Like I have red hair. Like, is that not normal? Are you blonde? Are you like I don't know how this is supposed to work. Like, man, I don't know, man. It is weird how ball hair grows too, that's for sure. Cause it's like you'd think that, like, okay, you get this bush, right? But then, like, on the balls, it's like, well, let's be very scarce with it. Let's be very scarce with the hair. Like a balding man's head, like an old man's head.
Do you just want all of it on the sack?
I mean, I'm just saying, pick one, right? Because it's like, here I am.
Well, they did.
Like, I guess, dude. I don't know. And it's like, you can't shave your ball sack. I don't know if you ever tried, but it's the worst decision you'll ever make in your life. If there are any kids out there listening, first of all, tune it off. But second of all, don't shave your ball sack, okay? I learned that very early on as a kid, okay?
As a kid?
Yeah, I was like 13, got ball hair, fucking shaving it off. It's itchy as hell, dude. It'll be the worst 2 weeks of your life, easily. So don't do it. But yeah, I mean, I would rather either be smooth as a baby, fucking give me fucking werewolf ball sack. I don't care. Like, pick one or the other. Not this like bald man shit, you know?
Listen.
Anywho.
So non-compete clauses have been deemed illegal and unlawful, I think is the word.
Yeah, dude. And it's honestly
the FTC announced a rule banning for non-competes, basically saying that it is the FTC issued a final rule to promote competition by banning non-compete clauses nationwide, protecting the fundamental freedom of workers to change jobs, increasing innovation, and fostering new business formation. Non-compete clauses keep wages low, suppress new ideas, and rob the American economy of dynamism, including from more than 8,500 new startups that would be created a year once non-competes are banned.
And it's like, honestly, in this day and age, with all the stuff going on, it's such a weird win for like normal people, right? Like working class citizens, because it's like we've been getting shit on. I don't know if you've seen the news. We've been getting just constantly shit on.
But man, then all out of the blue, I understand.
And it feels like just out of the blue, they were like, "Let's give them a W," you know? So, and yeah, it's fucking sick. It's sick as hell. Like it really is like a win for workers, because now instead of, you know, you having to sign this, you know, non-compete clause and you don't leave your job because of it, you know.
I mean, just think about it. Like, you spend 30 fucking years of your life, right? The first 30 years of your life, and you spend the last 10, 15 years mastering a craft, and you get hired to do this craft. And like, the only thing you know how to do is this specific thing. This is what you're really good at. And this company decides, I don't need you anymore. Why are, not only are you getting let go and you're unemployed, but you're also being punished because they didn't want you. So they decide that you can't work anywhere else. Go fuck yourself. Like, I've never had to sign a non-compete.
And I haven't either. I guess we're not up there in this you know.
I know that, like, it's really, it was really a really big deal in like professional wrestling, where in WWE you would have a 30-day non-compete clause, meaning you couldn't find work for 90 days. And like, that's 3 months, bro. Fucking months. But the worst part is like most of them are independent contractors anyways.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they make a lot of money, but that's besides the point. But just like anything, I know, because see, the thing is like my father-in-law is in an industry where there's non-competes all the time. So like you can't leave his company because, and I understand from his perspective, like you're trying to poach. Like if you work for me for 5 years and then you go to another company, you could poach my customers. Like you're under my banner building a rapport and a relationship with these people. And then you fuck off and leave. You're taking my business. You're taking food out of my, so I get it. I understand that.
And I don't know. So I do think that there are laws against, maybe that was the non-compete where it was like law.
Well, you
like
weren't allowed to
laws against explicitly stealing customers. I know that, and I don't know if it's a law, but I know that in like the place that I work, there's like a clause or something where it's explicitly like you're ethically against like or whatever it is, policies or whatever, that you can't like have a business on the side and like, you know, funnel your customers that you're dealing with on a day-to-day basis to those customers, you know, to your new business. It's, I don't know if that's,
but my question is, why they do this shit all, why if you can find a way to double dip, why not? I'm not saying you should. Don't take financial. Entity. Yeah, but I mean, so who gives a shit?
Well,
the corporate entity is there to supply you with a paycheck.
Well, you know, they're people just like us, Alex. So
are they?
Yeah,
that's because like they would be the first. Yeah. They would be the first ones to break the fucking rules too.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So,
you know, but like, I mean, I think this is a super fucking cool like win.
It's kind of weird, super right?
Rad. Like it's such a weird.
What's bit the of, catch?
Like, that's the thing. It's like I don't.
We're programmed as Americans to be like, okay, we got good news, but like, what's the catch? Like, what are you actually approving along with this FTC ban of non-competes? Like, what else is in that language that we don't know, right?
And it's always like. My thinking is like anytime, like whenever student loans, the whole shit, whatever was going on there, it was like there was something going on with it where it was like they were the only reason that they were bringing it up that they were doing something like so like with this instance, like with this non-compete clauses, it feels like the only reason that they're doing this is so that then there will be lawsuits brought against it, which they can then get it to the, I don't know if you've heard about this, but the Supreme Court, who's not doing so hot right now. And then they can make a final ruling. You know,
not anything good recently. Tell me as if I don't know. Tell me what it is.
Oh, okay. They've just been taking women's rights away. Mm-hmm. They've been basically affirmative action's gone, right? They just... Nothing that really helps us American people at all. I don't know. They've been doing kind of like, they saw like a list of things that could help us. And they were like, fuck all those. How can we roll it back to 1950?
Now, these are the people that are responsible for banning TikTok.
No, that is our wonderful legislators of the Americas, like the House. It is honestly like, you know, you want higher wages. Okay. This turned into like political cast real quick. But anyways, you want higher wages. Fuck that. You want reproductive rights? Fuck that. You want
freedom of information? Non-bias? Freedom of
information? Fuck that. One thing that we can all agree on, though, as like Republicans, Democrats, Senators, House of Republicans, House of Representatives, is that TikTok needs to be banned. And that's the thing. That
all these other countries need more money?
Oh, yeah, dude. Oh, yeah. Not us. Not healthcare. We don't need healthcare. Fuck that. Get that out of here. Free education. Get the fuck out of here. Feed the kids. Fuck that. You know, nothing. Fucking, these other countries need the money so much more. You know, let's print some more for them. But hey, you know, who are we? So,
right.
the FTC, that's a fucking cool win, though. You know, that's
it. Yeah, it's a small, but feather, again, small feather in the cap, right?
Waiting for the other shoe to fall.
Sure.
Because you know... You know that there's some kind
there's some sort of language in there that's just like, no.
I don't think it's even so much language as it is. There's got to be an ulterior motive, 100%. Something's coming down the pipeline, and it's going to be like, you know, when we thought we had that W, it actually was like one of the biggest losses we've ever suffered in our lives. So,
I mean, you talk about like, you know, existence and all that stuff, but like human beings they got a hell of a perseverance, man. Like we just keep getting shit on. We just keep getting back up. Like it's just...
No, dude. See, you think that we keep getting back up. It's more of the analogy is more like we keep getting fed a heaping pile of shit and we keep just swallowing it. Like it's just constantly
but we're still here.
You finish with that big spoonful, here's another. And it's like
why won't you quit?
Where else are we gonna go? yeah, they're honestly like, how are you still alive at this point? You've eaten so much shit. I don't know how you're still alive, but
and we're like, meme fuck you. That meme where it's like Jesus with the briar crown or whatever, and it's just like, you know, how are you still alive after? Because like, you know, it happens during sports season all the time. Where like I've got a meme on my phone where it's like I'm so close to death, and it's like a picture of a jaguar, like the logo, and it's then the other one is just like how are you still alive? And it's just like there's all the shit we've been through, whatever. But speaking of pieces of shit. And just keep getting fed shit. So I don't know. Luckily for you, you tapped out on Twitter years ago. It is awful. It is so.
I haven't been
incredibly terrible.
I feel like it's almost been. How long has it been?
It's been almost a year. Right? I think it's longer than that. It's been like 2 years, I think.
Damn. Dude, fucking kudos to me.
Because you got out before Elon bought it. You, like when there were rumblings that he was going to get it, you tapped.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, so he, yeah. So like, there's a really, like, really bad time now where I can't think of the word, where there's so many bots, and it's ironic that like one of his things was to eliminate bots. There's more bots and porn and engagement farming than there has ever been. Like, basically no one is real on Twitter anymore.
It's almost like he's inflating the bots just so he can be like, look, they sold it to me. There was a ton of bots, and he can like making them buy it back or something.
But like he put out this statement that he's like, they're going to make it illegal to have an engagement farming thing. And it's just like, bro, you bought it so that you could inflate your ego by engagement farming. That like, that's it. Like when we get down to it, but it's so incredibly just like, ugh, now, like, I mean, it's like one of those things where like, why won't you die? Like, how are you not, is Twitter not dead? Like, it's just like,
I think about that every day.
The corpse of Twitter is being flaunted. It's a Weekend at Bernie situation where you still, it's like a bad habit. Like, you still check, you're still going to Twitter and you're still doing these things. Cause like, there is like a minuscule of like value left in it, even though like, you know, its original intent was, it was like a service, and it was like, you know, then you can get into the whole debate of like, well, if it's a service, you should pay for it. And it's like, no, it was never intended to be a paid service.
The payment was them getting to shove ads in our face every time we scrolled about 2 inches away from the top tweet of the day. Like, it's like, the payment are data that you're constantly harvesting, sure, and selling to third parties. So fuck off with this whole like, oh, you should pay for it. No, fuck you. That's not the social agreement.
I think there's a thing now where if you start a new Twitter, and it's like, I don't know why you would, there's like a waiting period. And I think it's gone so far as in like preliminary talks to be like, you can't even tweet unless you pay $8 a month to Elon.
There's more restrictions in getting a Twitter now than you can buy a gun easier than to sign up for Twitter, apparently.
Right.
It's just like, hey, where we are as a society is perfectly fine. But it's just like, God damn, dude. And that's the thing about every day, you know, it felt like there for like a good month or two. It was like you would tune in to whatever news source, and it'd be like, somehow Twitter's costing billions of dollars a year, but it's not dead yet. Like, there's all this, like, I can't
all
remember.
We wanted was an edit button. That's all we wanted, and we got everything except that.
And it's just, I don't know how they're still surviving.
It's like it's like the fucking Pawn Stars. The best I can do is making you pay for it. You know, it's sort of like
that. Yeah. Can you even get an edit button if you pay for it?
I think so, but I wouldn't dare pay for it, bro.
Elon is not getting a penny of my motherfucking money, dude. And intentionally, at least. Let's just say that, because I'm sure that somehow, some way, he's gotten some kind of government subsidy that I
feel like he
paid
gets
for.
Residuals off PayPal still.
Probably.
Because he owned the website that became PayPal, right?
Actually, yeah, I'm pretty sure that he subsidized some of like Tesla and the Boring Company and SpaceX, because they do a lot of stuff for the government. So I'm sure in somehow Elon has like a penny or two of my tax dollars. So kudos, but I'm not paying you for this stupid app that you destroyed. So
it's terrible.
I fucking hate that guy so much, dude. He's such a piece of shit. And it's like, he's got this fucking go in a hole and fucking stay there. You go, idiot. Stupid, like, pillow puncher. I don't know, dude. I wished I could create a word that would hurt him, you know? That he could physically feel every time I used it, it hurt him a little bit more. And
just call him a loser, because that's what he is.
Fucking loser. But I wish I had a platform big enough where he could see it every day of his life.
Twitter.
Not even like, I don't even cause him physical pain, because I don't give a shit. He's not even worth the time, but it's just like somewhere, some way, it's like a big billboard out right outside his house, and it just says, you're a loser on it. He has to look at it every single day because he's a piece of shit.
Yeah, but he has more money than you. And
don't care, dude.
I think
way happier as a human being.
Listen,
than he is.
That's probably true. I do, because I don't think he's a human being, but I do think that, you know, we talked about 2 weeks ago, I don't think that you can beat the local mayor in a fight. I do think you can beat Elon Musk in a fight.
You talking about his fucking Cybertruck looking ass body? Hell yeah, dude. I give him one kick to the chest, he's down for the count.
Just like caves in. Just, it's like the cheap movie effects from like the 80s, where it just like, it literally just caves in.
It'll fall apart quicker than the Cybertruck, for sure. maybe not that quick, but it will.
I thought he was going to fight Zuckerberg.
Nah, dude. I'm pretty sure. How did he get out of that? There was... I
kind of wanted to see it because I think Zuckerberg would like eat him. Like he's a reptile.
I take it back. The only way that he would get an ounce of my money is if I got to see him get his ass kicked by Mark Zuckerberg. Because again, first of all, you got alien versus reptilian. Fucking beautiful. What? Honestly, I don't know. He's more like an android, I think, like Zuckerberg is. So
now Zuckerberg's a reptile. Elon's like a robot.
Okay, I'll give you that one. I'll give you that one. Yeah, it'd be reptile versus robot. Mm-hmm. Fucking goddamn killer ass, like promos. It's
Godzilla
for it,
versus
for sure.
Mecha Godzilla.
Yeah, dude. And who always wins? Fucking Godzilla, dude. Kick Elon's ass. I'm pretty sure that the fight was basically called off because I don't know if it's true. Maybe I'm starting a rumor here, but I'm pretty sure that Mark Zuckerberg's wife was like, "Hey, I don't want you kicking his ass because I think you'll do some actual damage to him." Or it was maybe like Zuckerberg was like, "Hey, bud, I'm not going to fight you," because I think that Zuckerberg is like a legit fighter. Like, if I'm not mistaken.
When you don't have anything else to do.
And he's downloaded so many programs into his brain. Yeah, right. Dude. I'm sure that he knows Taekwondo or some shit. Yeah, absolutely. If there's anybody that's downloaded shit to his brain, it's Zuckerberg. But fucking hell, dude.
Have you ever had a terrarium or like one of those big aquariums? Like, they're so fucking cool and so much, and like they're so rad, but like they're so expensive and so much work
and so much maintenance. We had a fish tank that was maybe a 10-gallon fish tank, right? And we had I think we had one fish
we talked about it on here, dude. Like, yeah, Zoe, we replaced the fucking beta. It was fine until I changed the water, and I'm like, I don't know what I did wrong.
Didn't check the pH, didn't get enough chlorine out. It doesn't matter, because it doesn't matter. He would have died anyways. It doesn't matter what you do to the water.
And then I even went to like an actual, like, I didn't go to PetSmart. I went to like an actual like fish place where the breeds are better.
The ocean.
And like they're just, this sucks, man. Like, this sucks. And Zoe was so excited for it, and I just felt bad. And it's just like, it's a money pit. Like, it became, and it was just like a small beta fish, and it was a money pit, dude.
Okay. But imagine, right? She's like, okay, Dad, let's try this again. You get 100-gallon fish tank. No. Right? And you're like, you bring home. She's like, I've always wanted a pet octopus. I don't know what kid would want a pet octopus. They scare me. Speaking of the episode, they fucking terrify me. Because, again, I'm afraid it's going to latch on my face like an alien face sucker. It's going to shoot babies down my throat, and they're going to come out my chest. But anyways, that's just me.
They are extremely smart.
And there's like, and that's the thing, dude. And,
have you ever seen the ones where like there'll be like a Coke bottle and they'll fit their entire big ass?
Yeah, dude.
They like
how you keep it in the tank. Alien,
dude. That's proof that aliens exist on Earth.
Or it's where we got our like uncanny, like, we don't like aliens because we got it from the octopus. They used to rule the world.
They're terrifying to look at, bro.
And it's just like,
and they,
dude,
they
so
like,
scary.
They like change colors and like they fucking camouflage and they have that ink shit that's like.
I think there is one creature that figures out a way to like become a cyborg and jumps into a robot or creates their own robot and like takes over the world. It's probably an octopus.
Have you ever seen an octopus walk on land?
Yeah, scary. I don't like it.
Right?
Like, I don't like it.
It's,
I don't.
Top five most terrifying animals on Earth.
We need to do that next top five, for sure.
I think we've done one similar, but like octopi are they're very scary. Anyways, I'm saying no. Like, I'm a fucking parent that has a brain in my head that says no, you cannot have an octopi
because they bite too. I feel like they bite, right? Because they got the beak in the little anus / mouth hole. They've got a beak in there, and it like just, I don't know, man. I'm scared. I don't like them.
Why do you bring it up?
Because a 9-year-old child was like, he was like, "Hey, mom, dad, I really want an octopus." And everywhere they went, they were like, "No, you can't have an octopus.
Does this kid live like in like, you know, California or like, you know, North Carolina, Florida, somewhere close to water?
Don't know.
He lives in Oklahoma, you know, where octopi are known to reside.
Yeah, you know, in the notoriously water-filled Oklahoma, it's not in the, like, super close to a desert or anything, but it's And it wouldn't, one octopus, I'm sure the kid could take care of it.
No, but you can't. Bring the octopus. A 9-year-old home, can't take care of himself, let alone a fucking octopus.
I mean, the parents can take care of it. Okay. Let's be honest. Okay. But you bring it home and it lays 50 eggs, right? First of all, you're in charge of naming it all 50 of those. You kidding me? You're going to come up with 50 names. I could barely name like three fruits in a room. Okay? But then it lays 50 eggs, all of them hatch, and now you're stuck. Terrence, that's a weird name for a female. But hey, I'm not here to shame.
They probably didn't know it was a female.
Progressive. Yeah. I mean, honestly, I wouldn't know it was a female either just by looking at it until it started shooting at eggs. And then I'd be like, wait, is it like a seahorse situation where like it's technically a male and it has the... Another weird thing, naming like, but hey, I feel like seahorses, yeah, dude, they're super progressive, honestly.
So like, what happened?
Think about it. The octopus got home, laid 50 eggs. And
no, I know that. So what happened to all the 50 babies?
They're fucking keeping them, dude.
There's no fucking way.
They're keeping them. I would assume, like, my thing is, like, I would probably sell them off to like an aquarium or something, right? Get them out because there's no way you signed up to take care of.
So, in case people didn't know this, the female octopus usually dies after laying the eggs.
But she's still alive. That's crazy.
No.
Terrence
remained alive. Remains. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So that's, I mean, hey, good on her, you know? Good job, Terrence.
But what do you do in that situation where you first of all, A, don't get an octopus. But like somehow again, it goes back to like, you know, we all make mistakes as human beings. We make mistakes every single day. But it's like, how do you not have the fucking wherewithal to be like, this is a bad idea? You know,
I understand though.
No, fuck that. No, like, you don't. Because
it's your 9-year-old kid.
Who gives a shit?
Their puppy dog eye. They're looking at you.
Get a dog. Like,
dad, mom.
Get a cat.
The only thing I want in life, the only thing I need in life is an octopus.
Okay.
I need it.
When you're 18 years old and you don't live in my house.
That is what I would say. Probably I'd be like, hey, buddy, when you're 18 or when you're older, we'll fucking talk about it. But right now, we just don't have the support system to take care of an octopus. And then think about it. She has kids, you know? She has 50 kids. I can't do that. I'm barely a parent to you, buddy. I can't be a parent to 50 little octopi, dude. I can't do it. Sorry. You know? It's a tough conversation to have, sure.
It's not a tough conversation. It's an easy conversation. No.
It breaks my heart, man. It breaks my heart, you know? But
no wonder your kids rule your fucking house.
Hey, man. They're happy. I'm happy. You know?
Are you?
I am. I actually like, that's the thing too. I don't think I express here on this podcast enough is that like, I legit love my kids. Like,
well, yeah, I love my daughter.
But I feel like a lot of the times that I've talked about my kids has been like, hey, this kid doesn't sleep. This piece of shit, this asshole won't go to bed.
Ever called him that until just now.
Yeah, I know. I would feel really bad if I did. I just don't. Man, we have such a weird take on parenting too in this day and age. Me and you, our millennial brothers and sisters.
You and I agree on a lot of things, but you and I disagree on things too. We have fundamental differencing like opinions on how children should treat their parents.
Fair. And I mean, like, hey, but I think that one thing that we can both agree on is that we love our kids with all of our heart. And like they're never
I'm not gonna question
whether or not we love them. So.
I'm not gonna go out of my way to make my child's life purposefully like worse just to prove a point.
Yeah, they're gonna have to do that on their own.
And like
so
like you know my daughter has way more than I at 6 years old, almost seven, than I ever had in my 18 years of like life, like bar none. And like she's a bit spoiled. And that's our fault. And we know that. But it's also like, well, Christine and I were talking about it like yesterday, like 95% of what Zoe would perceive as like a hardship or like, I can't believe, I got to do like all that stuff. Like her like laziness and attitude that she like has as a 6-year old is her fault. Like, if she was just like not that way, but I mean, I get it. You know, I get it to an extent too. Like,
see, man, that's where like I see it. Like she's shrugging her shoulders, and like even like with Quinn, where he's like, "I don't want to do this. I hate you. Get out of my face." I'm just like, I look at him in his eyes. I'm like, dude, You're still so cute, and I love you so much. You know, he has never said it. Hate me. He loves me pretty dearly, but you know,
we've never crossed that either yet. Like, we've not had
I'm
that.
I'm sure we're gonna get there, dude. I'm sure that me, you, and I, as parents,
I will probably
our kids
get there
are gonna
first
yell.
Because I'm a lot more disciplined than you are.
Hey, you know, you said it, not me.
Okay, I am.
But no, I mean, like, yeah, I think that.
I mean,
I
she
still
did. Listen,
understand, you know,
listen.
either
Zoe does not
parenting
live
style,
in a
really.
prison. She has. We're pretty liberal in a lot of things that
Yeah,
we
if it's
do.
any kind of prison, it's a blue collar prison, right? Like,
It's not
they
even
she's
that.
there on like money crimes, right? She's fucking, she's got
No,
the
it's.
skee ball at
No,
noon, you
it's.
know.
You know, hey. Be home by 7:30, and it's like you have a watch. You can go play with your friends, but you have to just like let us know, like call us when you get there to let us know your friend is there. It's the smallest, most basic thing, and it is the biggest goddamn inconvenience to her. And
Sounds
I'm
like
like,
she's like fucking 16 years old or something already.
again, like
Like,
yeah. There's
dude, like that's the thing. Oh my God, dude,
there's a lot of truth to that.
we were on the way to the island, and like the whole time, our oldest Quinn, he was acting like a teenager. Like he was just like, leave me alone. I'm just hanging out. And I'm just like, dude, you know, honestly, super cute. You know, it's just like this kid, man,
Is
I'm gonna leave him alone.
I do see it in your future where like you are gonna be so cringe to your child.
Oh man, I can't wait. I don't think I'll, 'cause like my dad was pretty big on actively going out of his way to embarrass me, because it's like one of
You
those.
will 1000% follow suit.
I don't know, man. I think
You
that
are a troll by nature. And the
I.
moment you find out that your son does not want you to do something because it will embarrass him, you will be like a fucking bull that sees red.
I think that I won't take it as far. All right.
Bullshit.
I understand I have limit, like,
Bullshit. Everyone
because I've
that
been working
knows
on it.
you
I've been working on it,
is
right? Because
calling bullshit right now.
I do things that my dad, that I remember my dad doing to me that annoyed me. And I'm like, you know what? You're right, buddy. I shouldn't pester you as much as I do. And I don't mean to, you know? And it's just like, hey, we're growing here, right? We're growing as adults.
I'm
You
not
know?
talking about that. I'm talking about in social situations when like he's trying to be serious and you say something just like, you're so cute.
Oh, dude, I'm never gonna be serious a day in my life. Dude, I haven't been serious since I came out of the womb, right? Pissing on the doctor. I'm not gonna be a serious individual, okay? I just can't do it. You could tell me, hey, buddy, I'm sorry, you got cancer. I would probably laugh in your face, because it's like, hey, I don't take situations seriously, because then I fucking worry about them. And I'm just like, hey, I can't do
But you
that, dude. I
still
got.
worry about shit, though. You're
Yeah,
an
but I do
you
that at.
are a walking oxymoron.
I do that at night on my own time, okay? I do it when I'm trying to sleep, okay? I don't bother other people with my worrying, okay? I have a good time. I like to laugh, okay? Don't kill the vibes, doc, okay? Give me the good news.
It's just masking. Like, again, we talk about it. We've said it ad nauseum on this podcast. I sit up here and I'm like perceived as like, oh, the Debbie Downer, the negative guy. But I'm really like way like more happy on like underneath the surface level. I'm like a thick exterior shell where you're the inverse, where you're just like, I'm all about the vibes, man. But then like if you get a little bit deeper into your psyche and your emotional state, you are like panicked and miserable and like
Yeah, I
like
mean, like, not to
worrisome.
the sense that, like, I don't enjoy my life. It's more so,
Right.
like, about the other things that I can't control that I don't worry about on the
Where I
surface
don't
because, like,
worry
there's
about
no
that
reason
shit
to.
at
Yeah.
all.
That's fair. I think that we're on the same kind of, like, happiness. Yeah, man, good vibes. But then it's like, yeah, if you go deeper on you, it's like, okay, he is a pretty cheerful guy. Whereas, like, on me, it's like, just constantly, but,
You're
like, in my
you're
head.
always just like, let's just burn it down, baby. And I'm like, let's pump the brakes.
Nah,
Let's
dude, let's end it all. Let's burn it all down. Let's start from scratch. Let's get the octopi. I want them ruling the planet. Let's wipe out the human race all together now. Let's hold hands. Let's kumbaya. We'll say hey, and then we'll blow it all up, and we'll boom, you know, quick as we can.
I
I'm just
thought
saying.
about retiring the top five, but it's kind of like a dead segment at this point. But
Let's go to 300 with it. We'll get to
it's
300.
49
We still
more
have 49
episodes.
more to go.
I think we
Don't
started it like a
worry.
year ago, right? We started it with episode 200.
It was like, wait, yeah, about it, around 200, 201, 202.
I think it was episode 200. It was like, where do you see yourself in the next 5 years? Was the very first top, right. The top then, five things you want to accomplish in the next 5 years. And I sort of cheated because I was like, launch a Kickstarter.
Yeah.
That was like, have zero debt.
Yeah.
It's like none. Wow. And so I think we've only missed it like a couple of times.
Two times that I can remember. One with Cliffy B, and then the other one was on 250, on the episode 250, because we were talking about all things Polar Destroyer.
Right.
So
grab your copy today at polardestroyer.bigcartel.com. Did you like
nice
that?
Nice plug, dude. Nice plug.
Anyways, this one is going to be, you know, on the topic of being malleable and pain. And each week is
going to fit this episode. That's it.
Each week. I'm also very good at what I do, Jacob.
So sick, man. Great. Good job.
I've lost it now. Thanks. Appreciate that.
It's always like we have subconsciously
living week to week with different ails and pains, ailments and pains. Top five personal pains. How about that? There we go. Got it out.
There we go. Nice. Yeah.
Long winded, but I got there.
I'll say, if you want me to, it's okay to I go first, because I could probably won't remember if I wait too much longer. I'm gonna say probably number five is a hangnail. Just because it's like, it's a pain that you like, I use my hands all the time, right? And it's always like there, just like, especially if you get the ones that are like right in the crease, it's so bad. You can't pull them because you'll rip your whole skin off. Don't like them. Yeah, dude, it'll go all the way up your hand. You'll start unraveling
it's
yourself,
not a
like
vein,
you're a ball
dude.
Of yarn. I'm just saying, man, it's scary.
Do you think skin is a plot? Do you think it's like a synthetic thing in your Terminator?
Organ.
And you're just like Terminator, and they just, it's like a 3D printer.
Yeah, dude. I don't know. Maybe. We're gonna have those eventually. We're gonna be 3D printing our new bodies pretty soon. So
sign me up.
I'm gonna say number four is gonna be ear infections. Just because like there's nothing you can do about that pain until the medicine starts to kick in. And it's fucking annoying, dude.
And by the time you get the medicine, it's too late.
Yeah, your eardrums are already dead anyways, you know. I'm gonna go with that. Third is gonna be, I would say, ball pain. But I don't want people to freak out like, oh, this guy's having ball pain, I need to go to see a doctor. No, it's talking about like just a random ache you'll get.
Or I was gonna say setting on your sack.
Or you set on them. Yeah, like that. And I don't know. Okay, so I know that like when you get kicked in the nuts, it's supposed to hurt. But like I have a really delayed sense of like when I get like, because anytime that I get
this
hit
is
in
a
the
throwback
balls,
to like episode two with like stilettos.
I know, but anytime I get hit in the balls, it's like it's not an immediate source of pain.
How
right?
often
like,
are you getting hit in the balls, bro?
Dude, my kids, they like to go swinging around there just because like they're swinging their arms, flailing around. They've tapped me once or twice, and it's like it's not immediately; it doesn't hurt, but it's like it starts to creep up on you like a bus stop, like you're pulling into the stop, right? And I don't know if that's normal or not. Maybe not. Maybe I'm gonna be getting my balls lopped off soon or something. I don't know. Who knows? I don't know how they deal with like testicular cancer, but hey. And I'm terrified of testicular torsion. That scares me to this day. I don't. That's so, because it just happened randomly. I don't like it. Fucking, I'm so scared, man. Anyways, whew. Feels good to get it off my chest, honestly. You know, like I'll get all these fears out in the air. What am I at? Two? Two is going to be hitting my shins on anything. And it's like really close to being the number one pain, because like that's the.
That what's worse, hitting your shin or like stubbing your toe?
Hitting my shins.
Really?
Stubbing my toes, like it hurts for a second or two, but I'm fine with it. I think with stubbing my toes, I'm more so worried about my toenails. I have very fragile toenails. And it's like the slightest like nick in them will cause them to then catch the covers of
your fucking
the bed.
Toenails made out of like cloth.
I'm like my toenails are like that guy from the movie Glass, where like you touch him and he breaks a bone. Like that's my toenails. Like if you breathe on them, they'll shatter into a million pieces. And it's like, I don't care that they shatter. It's more so that like when I go to bed that night, it'll start catching all the like the little threads or whatever. And I can't get comfortable because like my toenail keeps catching on the fucking covers. And I'm like, you know, man, I know that this is so relatable because we've all been there, right?
Sure.
Fucking, what's my number one pain, dude?
Your number one pain is when you like ripped your leg off playing airsoft.
Yeah, but that didn't really hurt, honestly. Like if we're getting around the brass tacks, like it didn't hurt because I severed all the nerves in my knee. Like,
fair.
Like, whatever I ran into, I just severed them immediately. I just knew there was something wrong immediately. I was like, this is not how this is supposed to feel. I need help. Didn't help that I was playing airsoft, and I started calling for the medic because we had actual medics, like, you know, playing people playing medics. And then the medic got over there and he was like, oh fuck, you need an actual doctor. And I was like, yeah, I didn't mean to call for the medic. I'm just kind of in shock right now. And they had me like lay down and they carried me out of like a piece of metal. I don't even know what they carried me out of. It was like an airplane fucking piece or something. I don't know, but fun times, dude.
You probably should have like put some thought into this.
Headaches.
Really?
It's probably number one pain, dude. Maybe anus pain. I don't know. You know?
How often is your ass hurt?
Not often, but you know what I mean? Like, I think that that's probably going to be my number one. Mainly because it's like the most inconvenient. Like, you've had a rough night with the diarrheas, right? And your asshole's just raw as hell. Maybe you've been getting raw dogged, you know? Who knows? But whatever the case, like, your anus is like
tell,
super.
Tell Shelby
like,
to take it easy on you.
Dude, she needs to use more lube, that's for sure. So it's just like, yeah, I think that like butthole pain for sure is probably number one, just because it's the most inconvenient.
Maybe you should stop eating so much spicy food.
I've taken a step back, you know, man. Because I don't like to have those explosive shits that end up that could be deemed radioactive and have like melted off one or two layers of my skin on my anus. So got to keep it intact, man. What about you? I feel like you're gonna go in a completely different direction.
Yeah, I mean, mine are like, it's so. Like, I've always said, I can deal with physical pain. Again, like this neck thing. Like, as you can see, I've not.
Oh, God, you're going to go emotional pain now, aren't you? Like, top five, like, emotional pains that you suffered as a person. I'm, like, here, like, talking about, like, butthole pain. You go super serious with it. Like, yeah.
I honestly thought about it, but I'm not going to. Like, the actual physical pain of, like, oh, my neck hurts, my finger hurts, my foot hurts, right? Those are, I can deal with those. It's the internal pain, and I don't mean emotional. I mean, like, when your organs hurt sort of deal. In no particular
order?
Yeah, that's it. That's what I was looking for.
Okay, I was making sure. I was like, I didn't know if you were going to use some, like, big word or something. I don't know, but that's the only one I could think of.
Totally lost my train of thought. I'm going to start with almost, we're at, like, the one-year anniversary. If you go back and listen to exactly a year ago, you will remember that I stepped on a rusted fucking nail. It actually wasn't that. It was painful, but it was more like the fucking tetanus shot hurt more than the actual nail itself.
I've heard it's pretty bad.
Did not feel good. That was like probably the worst, like, actual, like, syringe. Like, because normally, like, you flu shot, you're like all those other, like those fine, those are whatever, like tattoos. Yeah. Like, but like that fucking shot hurt. And
I should have.
And I also got hit by a car. You know, remember that too? Where my father-in-law.
Yeah, you said had a good day that day, dude. It was so funny though. I mean, honestly, so fucking hilarious. But at the same time,
it's great because,
like,
I ended up not having to, like, build half the dick.
You spent 75% of your time, like, getting hit by a car, stepping on nails, going to the doctor, and But hey, it was a good time.
Another one is I'm trying to figure out how I want to. I had a gallbladder infection like 7 years ago. And it was pretty brutal. I was like not feeling well, could not keep food down, like had to drink that like weird like hospital like x-ray radioactive milk stuff, like
iodine or whatever is it,
like I was just like, this is not like I told the, it was like a bottle, right? And like I can just like think of the taste of it, and it was like not good. It was vanilla flavored, and like I told the lady, I was like, I had only drinking like half of the bottle. I was like, if I drink any more of this, I'm going to throw it all up. Turns out I had a slight gallbladder infection and it was almost bad enough. They were going to remove it, but they were going to like wait. And then I got some antibiotics.
I think you don't even need that one, right? The gallbladder.
It's one that you can remove, but I lost like 10 pounds in like a week. Cause
must
I just
be nice, dude.
Dude, it was. Well, I mean, it wasn't great. another one is kidney stones. I've had two, and I don't want any more. I don't like of not being able to pee.
That's such a. It's got to be like a weird sensation
because you still have to pee, Jacob.
Yeah, man, that's got to be bad.
It sucks, and then like your back, it just hurts. Like it just hurts. And
I've heard the actual peeing of the stone doesn't feel great either. So.
You know, the two times I've had one, they were so fucking microscopic that, like, I don't even, I was high on morphine the two times. So like I passed it both times while on morphine. So I didn't remember.
How do you know that you pass them? Does it just get like you feel better? Or do you see it like
it's like a pre, it's like a fucking valve. It's like an, you, it's like a thing, like it's a blockage and it's like you fucking pull a plug and you're able to piss.
Yeah. Why can't they just reach up in there and grab it? You know what I mean?
Some of them are so bad. They use the lasers to like break them up.
That's gotta be crazy. I mean, that's so fucking
crazy. But it's excruciating pain. Sciatica. Fuck, it's like such an old man.
The one where like you just random pain or then, like, where, the like legs or whatever. Yeah, or
no, back. it's your lower back. It's like you're physically unable to move. You become an 85-year-old man and you basically you need to be wheelchair bound. And again, it's just like there's nothing you can do, and it's because like it's like the sciatic nerve is being compressed or it's stretched in the wrong way. There's like a sponge around it basically, and like it gets stretched and it just hurts, and it just fucking hurts for days,
like,
weeks.
Yell at it, be like, hey, can you fucking knock it off,
please? Dude, it's awful. Stop? Again, and it's like you're more mad, but it's also like it's worse than a kidney stone, because the kidney stone is like 2-3 days, right? Sciatica is weeks of just like you're not able to move, you can't do anything, your life is like ruined.
Yeah, and then if you're in my head, it's like, great, this is my new life.
I've been
this
fortunate
is how I live for the rest of my life,
right?
Yeah.
I've been fortunate enough that I've only broken my hand playing flag football intramural in college. You know, I raced motocross and had a bike land on me one time, and the dude snapped his leg, and I just kept going.
I don't like that at all, dude. I don't like that thought. That I don't.
It was. I mean, he was like helicoptered out, sort of thing. He snapped it in half. And he landed on me, and I just fell the right way, and like my legs went under my bike, so like I was fine. I literally just got up, looked at him, and kept going. And like he was,
I would have got up, looked at him, thrown up on his leg, and be like, "Oh, that's so gross, man. Why would you
adrenaline
do this to me?"
But like, you know, I would jump off roofs, I would do all sorts of crazy dumb shit, and just like was fortunate enough in my whole life that like the only time I broke a bone in my body that I was aware of is I snapped my finger. Go and play flag football. Your face,
dude. It's just
here's the fucked up part. Here's the fucked up part. We had a double. It was a playoffs, and we had a double header. So like we win and we play in the championship. I was playing defensive line because I was quick. I snapped it, broke my hand in that game. Waited an entire hour to watch the team that we were fixing to play. Played that team. Played the championship, won the championship, drove myself, what happened to my right hand, had a stick shift, had to drive myself with my left hand to the fucking hospital. But for me personally, the worst pain I've ever felt was, and I'm pretty sure did we do the podcast? Yeah, we did the podcast, I think, at this point, is when I went to Cincinnati and
and you got food poisoning, right?
That was the closest I've ever felt like dying. Like I was like, I'm dead. Like I'm literally going to just die. Like I'm going to die in a fucking hotel room in Cincinnati. I have never felt so bad in my life. I lost 15, 20 pounds, dude. I couldn't eat food for like, I couldn't eat like a full meal for a month. That's how bad.
I remember that. Yeah.
Dude, it was, I mean, like literally the worst, whatever it was. And it's that fucking dark red, dark purple lettuce. I'm mm-hmm. like deathly allergic to it, apparently. And that is the absolute worst I have ever felt in my life. The worst pain. It's the only time in my life I have had diarrhea and vomit at the same time.
It's just gotta be a hard situation to deal with, because it's like, what do you prioritize?
You know? Sit on the toilet and you puke in the trash can.
See, I sit in the bathtub. That's what I think I do in that situation. Full blast. It's a hotel, so what are they gonna do? Throw you out? You know, it's like turn on full blast.
But you're not the only person in there. So. And Zoe was little, and that was when Zoe was really sick, and like Christina was literally like, I've got to take my husband to the hospital, and I've got to take Zoe to the children's hospital because their temperature was 104 or some shit. It was like wild, wild, dude. That was the worst pain imaginable, and like so much so that I like will not probably for the rest of my life ever eat shrimp again. It was not the shrimp. It was just one of those where like
you
know,
associate the shrimp mm-hmm. with the meal. Yeah,
it took me over a year to eat a salad.
I still wouldn't do it, dude. You know,
well,
salad's
I
bad
make,
for you anyway. So,
well, it's like lettuce. That's like lettuce. That's all I eat. Like, I mean, I eat like dressing and like cheese and shit, but like, I don't, if it has, like, I will still ask people if I go somewhere I don't know, I'll say, does your lettuce have any like weird red lettuce? And they'll be like, oh, well, it's got radishes. I'm like, no, the dark purple lettuce.
The red leaf lettuce. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's what it's called. Yeah.
Why, it's fucking Satan's asshole lettuce is what it is. And it's,
yeah, dude, fuck that.